This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, May 27th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. California leaders press Congress for water dollars. Trump puts water money on the chopping block. CEQA bill for grid upgrades stalls. And Department of Transportation grants hours of service relief for fertilizer haulers. Two California water officials are urging Congress to preserve federal support for major western water projects, warning outdated infrastructure, regulatory limits, and rising costs are threatening long-term water reliability. Scott Peterson, water policy director for the San Luis Delta Mendota Water Authority, told a House Natural Resources Subcommittee last week that Central Valley project contractors are still receiving limited supplies despite strong reservoir storage. He noted Shasta, Folsom, and New Malone's reservoirs are near or above average levels, while south of Delta agriculture contractors recently received a 25% allocation. This is not a drought. This is a structural failure, charged Peterson. He called for stable federal funding, updating cost sharing, and greater use of local water agencies to deliver federally funded projects. He said subsidence has reduced capacity in the Delta Mendota Canal by 20%, and full rehabilitation could cost $2 billion. Shavaji Desmukh, general manager of the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, urged continued funding for the Bureau of Reclamation's large-scale water recycling program. He said Metropolitan's Pure Water Southern California project would help reduce pressure on the Colorado River while supporting nearly 19 million Southern Californians. Deshmukh said Metropolitan is grateful for a $125 million federal grant, but he warned major adaptation projects are outpacing ratepayers' ability to cover the costs alone. You can read how California's water leaders are building new supply strategies at the AgriPulse West newsletter. It hits inboxes later this morning. Western water entrants are bracing for a fight over the Trump administration's proposal to eliminate funding for Reclamation's Water Smart program. Tribes, states, irrigation districts, and other local agencies have tapped into the program's grants to support water conservation, reuse, drought planning, and efficiency projects. The White House budget says it would eliminate Water Smart grants for local ecosystem restoration projects, climate studies, and water recycling plants, while refocusing Reclamation on core water management assets. Reclamation says WaterSmart has selected 2,414 projects since 2010, pairing $3.37 billion in federal funding with $8.89 billion in non-federal funding. At a House Natural Resources Water Subcommittee hearing last week, Representative Jared Huffman blasted the proposal, calling WaterSmart one of the most successful and broadly supported drought resilience programs. He pressed Acting Reclamation Commissioner Scott Cameron on how eliminating it squares with long-term water supply reliability. Cameron said the administration determined WaterSmart was not a high priority. The issue surfaced again before Senate appropriators, where lawmakers warned of a looming cliff as bipartisan infrastructure law funding expires. Assistant Interior Secretary Alexander Travzik said Reclamation is still trying to maximize previously appropriated WaterSmart dollars and other infrastructure funding. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. Join us at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issues Summit West. How can California agriculture remain an economic powerhouse as rising costs, labor challenges, shifting demand, and political uncertainty reshape the industry? The answers matter more than ever. On June 2nd in Sacramento, hear from policymakers, innovators, and industry leaders tackling the biggest issues from trade and market outlooks to workforce challenges and the next generation of growers. Get the insights shaping what's next. See the latest information and register today at agripulse.com under the events tab. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. A bill to streamline environmental review for electrical transmission upgrades has stalled after drawing opposition over concerns it could limit review on agriculture lands. SB 1097 by Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco would create a California Environmental Quality Act exemption for transmission projects involving wires and related equipment with existing rights of way. Supporters argue the bill would help increase grid capacity by allowing utilities to replace older power lines with advanced conductors that can carry more electricity over existing routes. California Farm Bureau wants to ensure agricultural conservation easements and solar easements on Williamson Act lands remain subject to the CQ review. The group has also flagged language allowing up to a 10% expansion of existing easement footprints and new construction within those areas. Fertilizer haulers will be exempt from certain hours of service rules for the rest of the year under a waiver approved by the Transportation Department yesterday. In response to a request from the Fertilizer Institute, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration issued a waiver loosening driving time restrictions for haulers carrying straight or blended fertilizer products in 35 states. Under this waiver, fertilizer haulers could drive 16 hours within a 24-hour period and must take at least 1 6-hour break in a sleeper berth every 24 hours or 1 8-hour break if they don't have a sleeper berth. Current hours of service rules don't allow truckers to begin driving shift until they have spent 10 consecutive hours off duty, and they must rest again after 14 consecutive hours of driving. In a release yesterday, TFI President and CEO Corey Rosenbusch applauded the exemption, which he said could alleviate strain within the system and help avoid any potential bottlenecks in the fertilizer chain, especially as we transition to summer and fall fill. The nation's largest union representing federal workers is criticizing a proposal that could force employees to sign non-disclosure agreements as a condition of employment. Office of the Personnel Management published the notice requesting comment today, citing several recent instances in which internal agency communications related to rulemaking and policy development were disclosed without authorization. Those types of disclosures, quote, risk chilling candid interagency feedback, disrupting orderly decision making, and weakening trust within and among federal agencies, the notice says. But American Federation of Government Employees President Everett Kelly said OPM is continuing to try to, quote, silence federal employees. The proposed NDA, another attempt by the administration to purge the civil service of nonpartisan career employees and replace them with loyalists who won't speak against waste, fraud, and abuse. Federal employees, Kelly said, quote, do not surrender their First Amendment rights when they accept federal employment, and the public has a right to know about this administration's abuses. OPM says in the proposal that the NDA form will be optional, but AFGE contends OPM, quote, will pressure agencies to make the NDA mandatory and then fire employees who refuse to sign it. Here's today's final word. Federal and state regulators have repeatedly insisted they're working aggressively to protect us all from the cancer-linked poisons. That's Nathan Donnelly, a staff researcher at the Center for Biological Diversity, in an op-ed for Cal Matters, arguing in favor of a bill to ban PFAS pesticides. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, May 27th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.